From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the city of Barrie, Ontario, over the weekend, police got a big surprise. A huge surprise, really. An indoor marijuana farm bigger than a football field, in the words of one police official. The sophisticated growing operation was set up in an abandoned Molson Brewery alongside a busy highway about 60 miles north of Toronto. It involved 1,000 high-powered lights and an intricate irrigation system. The raid early Saturday morning led to 9 arrests. Police seized tens of thousands of marijuana plants with a value estimated at $24 million. Jim Farrell is inspector in charge of criminal investigation for the Barrie Police. He took part in the raid and describes what police saw when they went in.
Immediately, there was a small odor of marijuana growing. And there's a room there with tanks, and these tanks are about 60, 70 feet long and about 20 feet wide and 15 feet high. In the first room I walked into, there's roughly a dozen of them in there. They were all filled full of marijuana.
What kind of tanks are you talking about?
They are the original brewing tanks that the beer company that used to own this building used to brew their beer in.
So the marijuana was actually being grown inside those same tanks?
Yeah. Each tank, you could look at it as a greenhouse with artificial light.
So as far as you could see in this space, it sounds like you saw nothing but marijuana.
Exactly. In the first brew house, I'll call it, and the brew house is like a building within the building, there's roughly 40 tanks in there, and nearly all of them were filled.
Now, I take it wasn't just a growing factory. There was also plenty of room for people who actually lived inside the complex.
They had bunkhouses, we'll call it, in 3 separate areas. One of them was a large, large area that had, I'll call it a cafeteria. They had tables set up there, TVs, physical fitness equipment, weights. They had a large kitchen that was extremely well stocked, freezers full of food. It is my belief these people came in there and stayed there. You know, like, say they came in for a week shift and stayed there and then were taken out. Who knows, perhaps they were taken in and out under the cover of darkness and didn't even know where they were. Because an operation this size, the first thing we found unusual is that we were never alerted to it by sources.
I've read that the suspicion is that these factories are controlled by organized crime. Is that your suspicion as well?
Well, I look at it this way, is that it is very well organized, and it is crime, so yeah, it's organized crime. But I would say the initial startup cost on this is in the millions, and it's not a ma-and-pa operation here. This is something that is extremely well organized. And to have the contacts that to distribute it, et cetera, it's got to be some organized crime. It's the only way it could be handled.
Has anyone been arrested who was at the head of the organization?
We don't know at this point. We have just started the investigation. When we first made entry into it, our concern obviously is people inside. Is there anybody in there that's armed? Because generally there could be bombs, booby traps, et cetera, you know, armed personnel that's in there to protect their product. So, it was all special weapons team members that went in, and I think we had around 50 of them in there, which included, I believe, 6 bomb technicians. And it took us 2.5 days, to make sure that the building was safe for other police personnel to come in and start working.
Inspector Farrell, how common is this in Ontario, this kind of large-scale indoor marijuana cultivation?
Well, indoor marijuana operations, we figure there's probably 15,000 just based on numbers that we've taken down, et cetera. But to this size, I know for a fact there's never been anything this size in Ontario and probably in Canada.
Well, Inspector Farrell, thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
Jim Farrell is inspector in charge of criminal investigation for the Barrie Police in Barrie, Ontario.